I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, 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 beautiful people. How are you all doing? I pray that you all are well out there. I pray that you are in good spiritual health, mental health, physical health, emotional health. I really pray that you are getting up, taking it one day at a time, 1 minute at a time if you have to, putting one foot in front of the other and saying that I'm gonna do the darn thing. I really hope you are. And I want to say thank you for tuning in, but I want to also thank you for hitting me up, whether it's through email, through DM or private message or whatever you want to call it. Thank you so much. Thank you for the support. Thank you even for the criticism. Thank you for the suggestions. Just thank you for the advice. Thank you. I accept it all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I want to say that if, you know, you want to talk to me, anybody out there wants to, you know, talk to me, you can follow me on IG at Podcasting About Whatever, or you can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. And everything is spelled out exactly how the title of the podcast is. So, you know, bring it on, bring it on. I welcome it all, and I'm grateful for it all. Now, let's get into what we are talking about on today's episode. It's my birthday week. It's birthday, Pisces, it's your birthday. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I love birthdays, y'all. Anybody's birthday. I should be like a paid celebrator for birthdays because I love birthdays. I love celebrating birthdays. I love, of course, celebrating my birthday, but I am like a birthday fiend. I love birthdays. I love making people smile on their birthdays. I don't know. I love making sure that people feel loved and appreciated on their birthdays. Like, I really, really love birthdays. And I think because, like, birthdays signify, like, that time that God thought that, you know, there's a purpose on earth and I need this person to be there to fulfill this purpose. And so that appointed time was your special appointed time, and it's just, you know, just so unique and special to you. So I just really love birthdays. But one particular reason why I love my birthday is because I do this thing that I've really been doing probably since I was 20. And I usually set aside some time to do some like self-reflection, self-assessing, and just think about things that I need to work on, things that I need to change. What do I need to just kind of like beef up, you know, do more of, or what things do I need to stop doing? And it really helps, especially like with my birthday, because it comes at the first quarter of the year. So it's kind of like my time to just, it's my really, really new year. I know like January is the new year of the year, but my birthday is like really my new year. And like I said, I've been doing this like since I was in my 20s. And what I would do is just kind of like, okay, you know, I'm 23, I'm about to turn 24. Just not right now. I'll be 44 on my birthday this week, but I'm giving you an example. So like, you know, just say when I was 23 and I was about to turn 24, and I would sit myself down and be like, okay, girl, this is how you presented yourself at the age of 23. These are the things that you did. This is the year that you had as a 23-year-old. You know, all right, how did we do? You know, are there some things that you just need to grow up from? Are there some things you need to work on? Things like that. Because I never wanted to walk into a new age the same person. And I don't know, I think that's just the person that I am. Like, I am, like, I love evolving. I love assessing myself. I love, you know, meditating and really just doing a lot of self-reflection. Because, and the reason why I like doing that is because I don't really necessarily like living a Groundhog Day type of life. Don't get me wrong, the core things that make me who I am, those will never change. But as I get older, I just don't want to be the same person, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think that I'm getting ready to turn 44. I personally don't want to be the same person that I was when I was 21 or even when I was 31. You know, there are just certain things that need to be cut away as I mature as an adult, and just as my view of the world changes, as the view of my relationship with Christ changes and my relationship with other people changes, certain things need to be cut away. So I spend my birthday time doing that, like thinking, okay, girl, where are we at and where do we need to go? And so what I usually do, which is like write it down in a journal, and then that's just my thing that I just focus on for the year. I think one year I typed it up and posted it on Facebook, and then another year I, on an old podcast that I had, I actually kind of like listed a few things. And sometimes I correlate it with my age. Like one year I did like 35 things in 35 years or whatever. But I'm not going to bore you all with all 44 things that I have decided to or think that I need to work on or things that I need to things that I've learned. I'm going to do like the top five things that either I have learned or things that I need to work on. And let me just go ahead and encourage you all to, if you want to, you know, just kind of do this for yourself. Like, look over the years of your life and look at things, lessons that you've learned. And then even look at some things that you're like, you know what? I kind of been doing this thing over and over and over again, and it's not working. So this particular thing I need to change. Or, you know, maybe something that, you know, a part of your personality that has never seen the light of day. And you're like, you know what? I need to bring this part of myself more to the forefront. Just a suggestion, you know, and it's really fun to do. And it's really, it gives yourself something to hold yourself accountable to. And then also it just kind of helps you to like reflect and be like, you know, I may still be doing this, but I've really grown from this. You know, that's I like doing it for those reasons also. So anyway, the top five lessons that I've learned, and in that things that I also need to work on and change. Okay. All right. So number one lesson that I have learned to date is that I like me better with Jesus. Not saying that I'm perfect, that I walk on water, that, you know, everything about my life is so Christianese, I guess I could say, I don't know. But I like me better with Jesus, because I'm going to just keep it all the way transparent with you all. And I realize that a lot of my listeners range from the, you know, don't go to church at all to the spend every day of the week on Zoom church or actually physically in a church or, you know, and save, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. I realize that. But what I've realized and being transparent is that, okay, I didn't grow up in church or anything like that. I gave my life to Christ when I was like 18 or 19 years old, and I was like so gung-ho about Jesus. I know I got on a lot of people's nerves, and I was like the Bible bashing over your head type person when I first got saved because it's just brand new to me. No excuses, but that's it was what it was. But I have to admit that even from that time when I gave my life to Christ, I was like flip-flop, you know what I mean? In and out, flip-flop, flip-flop, you know, just sometimes I'm on fire for the Lord and sometimes I'm just not really, just hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. And this last time when I just kind of thought that I could do everything on my own and I was like, cool, Jesus, I got this life. Don't need you. It just whooped my butt. And I was just like, you know what? It's sad that it took me this long. Not really, because at least it took me to some point that I learned this, you know, it's never too late. But anyway, unless you're dead. But anyway, let me get back to what I'm trying to say. I just realized that I like me better with Jesus. I like the person that I am when I am God focused, when I'm just letting the Lord sustain me, when I'm just, you know, really surrendering and just having God as the main thing as it concerns my life. I'm just a much better person for myself. Now, how everybody else feels about me, yeah, it is what it is. But just the peace that I have within myself, like, I do much better when I'm like with Jesus. So that is one lesson that I have learned, is that I just like me better with Jesus. I really do. I just need to stay put here and just, you know, ride out where I'm at. Second thing that I've learned is that I need to give the same grace and mercy to other people that I want given to myself. I have learned to be more understanding and more compassionate with other people, because at the end of the day, everybody got their stuff. Everybody got their stuff. I mean, whether it's childhood trauma, adult trauma, chemical imbalances, or just everyday life stuff that they are just still trying to maintain and work through. And some people just really need some grace and mercy and understanding. And you know what I've learned too? A lot of times, if you look at the core of somebody's why they doing something, you'll find a lot of yourself in that too. You know what I mean? Like, when you be like, man, that's so stupid. Why do they do blah, blah, blah? Or you know what I'm saying? And you'll be like, well, why did you do the stupid thing that you did, though? And you want somebody to be understanding when you walk in and your spouts of stupidity. So be understanding when somebody else is walking through theirs. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because I'm saying extend some grace and mercy to somebody, I'm not saying to pacify somebody or to be to be so understanding that you just like be a doormat, or that you just, you know, blatantly walk in being naive or anything like that. But what I'm just saying is that, man, just be a little bit more like, you know what, it ain't really that serious, or be a little bit more like, I made that mistake too. I was real dumb about what I did too. I'm for real. Like, I've noticed whenever I want to judge somebody for what they're doing or what they're saying, I'm like, girl, but what about you though? So that's my number two, to give the same grace and mercy to other people that I want given or extended to me. It's the same understanding. Now, because I don't be meaning to be trifling all the time. And I really appreciate it when people be like, girl, I understand. And so I want to extend that to other people. The number three thing that I've learned is I'm not responsible for other people's insecurities. What I used to do is cower down or play small to try to not make my own light shine so bright around other people, because I didn't want anyone to be like, oh, she thinks she ought at, or who she thinks she is, or, you know, things like that. But then it's like, but why though? Why am I trying to pacify somebody else's insecurity, and now I'm not living up to the fullness of who I know I can be because I'm so busy trying to make sure that this person is pacified while they're living in their, you know, wallowing in their insecurities? That's not fair to me. That's not fair to me. So I learned that, you know, unless I'm being blatantly rude to somebody or mean to somebody, okay, that's a different story. Yeah, I am responsible for that, because I shouldn't be, doing that. I shouldn't be inflicting that on anybody. But if I just walk in the room and I'm being who I am, the confident person that I am, the secure person that I am, and I am, you know, really fully walking in whatever my purpose and whatever it is, and because of that, and I'm being the authentic person that I know I'm supposed to be, and because of that, that makes somebody else feel insecure, then it is what it is. If you think, oh, she thinks she all that because I'm just being my authentic self. I'm not being mean. I'm not being a hater or anything like that. I'm just being Shannon. And that makes you feel some kind of way. Then it is what it is. Like, I make no apologies about that. And you can just feel however you want to feel. I'm not gonna pacify that. I'm not going to cower down. I'm not going to play small. You just gonna have to feel how you gonna feel. And if it makes you think that, oh, she thinks she all that, cool, then I guess I just think I'm all that then. Or who she thinks she is, a child of God, that's who I think I am. That's who I know I am. If that makes you feel some kind of way, then it'll make you feel some kind of way. Oh, she's stuck up. She just, okay, then cool. What am I doing? Am I just being me? Because if that's all you got and you got all this negative stuff to say with me just being me, then I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So that is something that I learned. I am not responsible for other people's insecurities. I'm not. I refuse to be. I will not be. And then alongside with that, another thing that I've learned is to not give so much energy or credit to other people. And that's good or bad. You know, like I said before in a previous podcast that, you know, if you live by other people's praises, then you'll die by their criticism. So I don't give a lot of energy to, like, you know, I appreciate if people support me and they like me and they're there for me and everything like that. Man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yes, I'm human. It makes me feel so good. But I can't use that to sustain me. I can't. And then also, if people, you know, don't like me or anything like that, or they hating on me or whatever, you know, I cannot allow that to kill my spirit. Like, I just can't. So I don't put a lot of energy on flexing on my haters, on my enemies, or trying to prove a point to somebody, you know, oh, you didn't support me then, but you'll support, watch what I do. You'll support me now. Or, what's another one? Well, I think I already said, like, flexing on my haters, or, you know, revenge body and, or revenge this or that. No, you don't get any of that energy from me. You know, I'm not going to use other people's praise or criticism to be my foundation or be the sustainer of why I do what I do or why I keep going if I keep going. Don't get me wrong. It feels so good to have people in your corner supporting you, cheering you on, proud of you. I love it. I really, really do. But it's all about a balance, though. You know, it's all about a balance. I have to know that even if I don't have all that, I'm still dope. And yeah, it feels bad to have people hating on you or disliking you or not supporting you and everything like that. But at the same time, though, I can't stop just because they're doing that. It is what it is. So I don't give a lot of energy to or credit to people, good or bad. I just really don't. I appreciate it, but at the same time, it's not sustaining me. It's not what I'm living for. It's not pumping my veins full of blood, any of that. And then the last thing is something that I need to stop doing is that I have to stop self-sabotaging myself. Oh my goodness. I self sabotage myself through procrastinating because I'll tell myself, like, oh, I need to do this, but I'll distract myself with something else purposely because I know that whatever it is that I need to do, it's going to, most of the time it's going to stretch me or it's just gonna take me out of some comfort zone. You know what I mean? So I procrastinate, or I self-sabotage myself by overthinking. I think too much, you know, which leads me to be inconsistent, which leads me to procrastinate. And that is just something that as I grow and as I get older, like, God, give me the strength to be able to stop doing that. Because for myself, I am the queen of that, of self-sabotaging. Ugh! And I can't stand that about myself. However, I recognize it as something that I do that I need to stop doing. I really need to stop doing that. But anyway, that's it. You know, I mean, there's other things, of course, that I've learned and things that I need to work on, but I don't want to bore you guys with any more than just those five. But anyway, so like I said, it's my birthday week. I'm so excited. Oh my God. I just love it. I love birthdays. I love getting older. So, and I just pray, like I said, you know, take some time, self-reflect and, you know, think about lessons that you've learned as you've gotten older, things that you're like, you know what, I need to keep doing that, or I need to run that back. Cause I used to do that in my 20s and it was so beneficial, and maybe you need to start doing it again now. Or, you know, things that you're like, man, I'm living a groundhog day because I've been carrying this forever and it is not even serving me. So I need to let it go, or I need to communicate better, or I need to stop being jealous or envious, or I don't know, be more consistent. Ugh, I'm talking to myself, y'all. But anyway, that's it. That's all I had. I pray that this podcast episode was beneficial, that you got something out of it. Don't forget, talk to me. Follow me on IG at podcastingaboutwhatever and email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. Until next time, y'all. Please, please, please take care. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.